When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Minnesota Timberwolves re-signed two fan favorites and top scorers last season, forward Julius Randle and center Naz Reid. Terms of the deal, not yet released. I'm sure it'll
be... Yeah, they were released a long time ago.
So I just read what I write, but don't understand that things have been released?
Yeah. So the reason they made this official, all those numbers came out a few weeks ago. It's kind of weird because other teams are doing this too. They reached deals with both players fairly quickly when free agency started.
So why does it pop out now as news?
Because they officially signed them. And so you could have said they made it official what has been well reported weeks ago that the Wolves have brought back Julius Randle and Naz Reid.
I should have had you check my scripts before I read.
Should have. 3 years, $33 million per for Julius. And then what was Naz? Naz was he 5 for $110 million, I think, right? No, I think he was 5 for $125 million. So I call that Susie Jones money.
But I have a question about that.
Sure.
Is there any misgivings or resentments between players for those that get more and that get less?
Oh, absolutely. Can be.
And then they go to their agent, I would presume, and say, hey, listen, so-and-so got that much. Why can't you get that much for me?
Well, they possibly blame the agent. They mad at the team. In this case, that doesn't happen here.
It doesn't.
Well, Julius just got $33 million, and Naz got $25 million. I don't think anybody's really upset about that. I think they're doing fine. You know, they lost Nickeil Alexander-Walker because they're trying to avoid this second apron. I won't go too deep in the woods on this, but they'll miss him. They're the summer league, so this all happened weeks ago. The league should just allow teams to make it official when all the news breaks.
Yeah, because then it looks really stupid.
Yeah, and I know you're just reading the Wolves release because teams never include the money. But it's all been reported by good journalists who get the info from agents or from the team officials themselves.
So you're saying I'm not a good journalist because I didn't have that deep information.
It wasn't very nice of him, was it?
I feel like that was a shot, didn't you?
There's a lot of mansplaining going on early.
What was the man part of that? It came out months ago, Susie.
I realize you're not into sports.
I think you're the sexist. You're just assuming because I'm a man and she's a woman, I'm doing that. I pay attention to the NBA. She does not.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And I'm criticizing the league because once all this information came out, they should make it official then to act like they even tweeted out, hey, I think they called Julius the big bully. He's back. Mm. Yeah, we knew that.
Okay.
Weeks ago.
Okay. Can I ask one more follow-up about basketball?
Yeah.
So, of course, Karl Anthony Towns is gone.
He's gone. We traded him last year just before
trade deadline.
Is Susie reporting the Wolves who just traded Karl Towns?
No.
Here's what I'm hearing.
Not my question.
They drafted this guy to Farragut Academy. You try to confirm that, too.
Listen, what I want to say to you, smart mouth,
when Susie gets mad, this is one of the words she uses. Listen.
listen.
Listen, and there's like a little tone about her, but she's really not mad.
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When you talk about the face of a team, Karl Anthony Towns was supposed to sort of be the franchise. And, you know, well, that worked. It didn't. Now they want Karl Anthony Edwards. Do you think that Nas or Randall would be better franchise faces for the team, or do you stick with Anthony Edwards as your face of the team?
I'll answer this way. The best player on the team, clear cut, is Anthony Edwards.
So then
he is, for me, about the sixth or seventh best player in the NBA. And everybody on that team acknowledges it. However, they don't have like a number two player who's, let's say, the 17th or 24th best player. A lot of teams who've won titles have had like one great guy, another guy who's not that far behind. This team is going to try to have to pull that off by combination of a lot of guys in that second group, in the Nas, Julius, Rudy Gobert group, playing very well. And also, I think some people suggest that T.J. Shannon, who is playing great in summer league and really shouldn't be playing summer league anymore, he's too good for it, maybe he could emerge. So maybe it would be Ant and three or four other guys emerging. You also have the other winter team in the news because the Wild announced their schedule today.
Oh, wonderful.
And I would like you in the 3 o'clock update to move Laura out, and I would like you to offer up a score for each game of the 82 game schedule, running over at least 35, 40 minutes into Jason's show.
That's what I'm going to do because I have certainly
break down every game.
I've certainly bulldozed my way through your show.
We like your bulldozing.
You do?
What is your ideal hot dog? We went over this earlier.
I feel like a baseball stadium hot dog. Is that? I mean, I don't like.
There's a lot of baseball stadium. You like your boiled or grilled?
I think grilled.
Correct.
Grilled is going to always win. I mean, obviously.
Your bun toasted or not?
I guess toasted be nice, but hard to do, you know.
Not really. You got a grill right there. You put the bun on there.
All right.
Get it done.
Then you can get bun breakage, though.
Yeah.
Well,
some of us are skilled with it.
None of that.
Please, for the love of God, tell me you don't want ketchup on there.
You know what I have to say? I do, but that's all right.
Hit the button.
Oh, are you kidding?
Hit the button.
Am I done?
Hit the button. Yeah, she's done. I don't know. I don't know if the timing of that works out with Susie's just pointing out something that happened 3 weeks ago when we have the ad on. If it happens, we know about it.
Or we'll tell you about it later.
By the way, somebody says Mondale got smoked in 84. Mondale, that is correct. I was going to say it did work out well for him in 76.
Not.
It didn't work out well for him in 80. Didn't work out well for him in 84.
Right. So his daughter, Eleanor, that's what he called her, I worked together many years here at WCCO.
I know. I'll remind you this again. Do you know who they offered that shift to first?
Oh, that's right. You.
Me.
That would have been
we
fun.
We could have worked together.
Oh, my God.
I stayed at the Fan, and you ended up working with Eleanor.
I did. I was like, that would have been a hoot.
Who is this person?
A hoot nanny.
Yeah.
Oh, when they said me, you're like, eh. Oh, that would have been so funny.
Get me back to the Fan.
Yeah. No. Eleanor, God bless her, and she's passed, and I love her. But we were doing our show back in the day when the Twins were at the Humphrey Metrodome.
The North won the Civil
and
War.
And we were in a stream, one of those jet stream silver things. Anyway, we're walking down there, and we're like, well, what should we talk about out of the show, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you should probably mention Kirby Puckett. And she said, what happened to Kirby Puckett? And he had passed. Now, that was one that I was surprised
about.
But I'm not going to crack on people who aren't here to defend themselves, but I am going to say sometimes you have
Stop. That is... Okay, we're going to play this Carter soundbite in a little bit. But Dave, did you hear what Susan K. Jones just said?
Heard it very clearly. She's not going to crack on people that aren't here to defend themselves.
That is the basis of your being.
It is.
With your comments here about people. Oh, my God. And I know I'm included. I know Dave's included. So you just have to know that.
At any rate. That's another one. Yeah. At any rate.
Who was the biggest jerk to you here at CCO? Of all the people.
Bob Schomper, Daphne Addato, Adam Thomas, Jeff McKinney.
Schomper all brought him in.
Adam Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had some really awful people
Yeah. Just called Adam Carter an awful person.
He was a jerk. You know that. I've just shared people back in the day. He was a big, growly jerk.
Well, now he's taking the nicotine pouch, and I'm very mad at him about this.
What's he doing that for?
For a year. He kicked cigarettes a long time ago, and he just started, and I'm mad at him about that.
Well, that's terrible. You can get cancer by that way, too.
Yes.
What a doorknob.
We're going to play a comment from Adam Carter from earlier today, which I heard and was stunned by. So I want you to listen to this. Dave, go ahead, hit the thing. You got the thing?
I'm ready.
Thing is ready here. We got the dressy up open too.
Okay.
There have been many great moments in the long history of WCCO Radio. These are not those. The Chad Hartman Show now proudly brings you a top five ridiculous statement as heard on WCCO.
I think the airport bar is one of the great places in the world.
Think about that. That was not edited. You know, like Jason's going to Greece soon.
Okay.
I went to Italy a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You might say the Boundary Waters. You might say Washington, D.C. Maybe Machu Picchu. Maybe it's the Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
Maybe it's the Great Wall. No, Adam Carter today said the airport bar is one of the great places. Not in America, Dave Harrigan.
The world.
The world.
The whole world.
The whole world. The airport bar. That's your colleague right there.
He's a simple man.
Man, oh man.
Did you give him crap for it?
I think we just did right here. That was the point. Right,
I mean, to his face.
Oh, of course we did.
Oh, okay.
Of course we did.
Which is your right, I suppose.
Okay, here we go. You just pointed out 90 seconds ago and listed their names of people you just ripped. And then now when we're playing Adam's actual soundbite, you're like, well, I guess that's your...
I tend to flip-flop, don't I? I'm a little bit like President Trump. Now I'm going to fire Powell, now I'm not. Now I'm going to have a tariff, now I'm not.
Yeah, you are a little bit. But you've been pretty consistent on Schomper, Daphne, and Adam Thomas, and not your...
Did I ever tell you that Adam Thomas showed me a picture of something on his computer?
Is this something very inappropriate?
Very, very inappropriate.
Really?
It was when Brett Favre got in trouble.
Yeah.
For
pictures of photos, with Jen Sturger of you know what.
Mm-hmm. And he
brought you in and showed you the picture?
Not in. He was at a desk in the newsroom, and he was Googling it, and all of a sudden, bam! Bam! And I was just like, and then I think he said, oh, I probably shouldn't be doing this. I'm like, you think?
That's probably not.
I've had a couple times at this place I've thought about filing a lawsuit. That was one.
What else?
Schomper and Daphne,
yeah.
Dark Star.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait a second. Schomper and Daphne, Schomp did not treat women very well.
Oh, he was terrible.
In particular.
Right.
I also had the big battle with him when our guy, Heinze, we all love.
Yeah.
And Heinze, talk radio was not his wheelhouse, right? He was an FM legend. He is one of the greatest human beings ever. This just didn't come as natural to him. So if he could work music in, that was more in his wheelhouse. Great. More power to. We all still think John is a great human being.
Yep.
So one day, you know, it's June, and... it's in the 80s, so Heinze plays music from the 80s, right? Because it's in the 80s. Great for Heinze. Great. Fits his wheelhouse.
W-L-O-L.
Doesn't mean fits for everybody else. So Schomper gets all excited about it, sends out an email. Everybody has to play music from the 80s because it's going to be in the 80s again. By the way, it's June. I know it's going to shock you. It was in the 80s. So you know me. I'm like, I'm not playing that. And we just do our normal show. It was no shot at Heinze. It was Heinze's bit, and it worked. Schomper brings us in afterwards.
Who was your producer at the time?
Brendan.
Okay.
And starts screaming at Brendan in front of me. And I stood up out of the chair.
Did you pretty quickly?
Don't you ever scream at him about a decision I made. Brendan, get out of here. If you got a problem, you got a problem with me.
Wow.
Right? Because he was a bully.
He was a bully.
He just was a bully.
Yeah.
And that is not my MO in any way, but he was just, blaming Brendan for me being stubborn and being goofy my way.
Yeah.
But yeah, his treatment of you and Jordana and others.
Oh, horrible.
Not good. How about Dark now? Dark? I haven't heard this before.
Oh, this is a great story. I don't think I can tell it on the radio.
Remember, maybe she doesn't like to talk about people when they're not
no.
here.
Maybe Lindsay. Dark's, maybe maybe Lindsay's listening.
Dark's really not here.
Should I tell it?
Yeah, of course you should.
Okay. It was the 80s.
Yeah.
No, it was the 90s.
90s.
When we had Vikings on our air.
Sure. The play-by-play.
Games.
Yeah, the games. Yeah. Got it. Dan Rowe.
Yeah. So it was a Sunday, and he and Bob Lertzma were doing the post-game pro football final.
Sure. They did that for a long time.
Yep, and I was working Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
still do.
I do, after all this time, 30
So you can
years.
Watch Matlock and just nobody's around and it's...
Eat my cottage cheese. Yeah.
What are you doing with the paper while we're talking here?
It's like I'm ripping it up into little pieces. It's sort of... It allows my brain to work. It sort of juices my...
Got it. No problem.
I'll stop. I'll focus. Although I was focused.
Yeah.
So I go in there to do the news. It's Sunday afternoon and I'm wearing a Viking sweatshirt. I'm still waiting for Lindsay to come in here to tell me not to do this.
Yeah, well.
And he said, Susie Jones, like you, he interrupted me all the time during the news. And he said.
Who would do that?
You. And he says, you look great today. You look fine. You know how he always said.
Yeah.
And I was like,
That was part of Dark, right?
It was. So then I'm wearing a Viking sweatshirt. And he goes, that sweatshirt looks nice. I said, well, I probably shouldn't wear a Viking sweatshirt. I'm supposed to be neutral. But I'm a homer.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll tell you where that sweatshirt look even better. I'm like, where? And he said, laying on my bedpost. And then he realized he'd stepped in it.
Yeah. Which he was capable of quite often.
And then he says to Lertzma,
I don't know if this is going to help him or hurt him.
I know. He goes, you know, Susie's great, man. She's got nice little kids. They always come with her to work. And Bob Lertzma says on the air, Dark, I'm not getting anywhere near.
Yeah, that was wise. Might have been outside of the bench warmer persona and how well that worked out. Might have been Bob's greatest decision.
Yeah. Ever. But anyway, long and the short of it, I kept the little cassette copy of that.
All of that.
And just maybe that was
just in case.
You know, just in case someone starts
just
to.
Just in case.
Anyway.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, I took up way too much time.
That's fine.
Okay. Love you.
Some legitimate, love you too, legitimate Vance Belter news when we come back. Pella. I can talk Pella. Of course I can talk Pella. Maybe today you're going to go home, you're going to look outside and you're going to see the rain. Maybe you're going to go home today and you'll see the rain going away. That would be nice. It looks like the next couple days the weather will be very, very good. How much do we really know about our windows? Most of us, we don't know much. We know if they're working. We know if there's an issue, we reach out. I know this about my windows. They're now very good because I bought this home quite a few years ago, almost two decades ago. And right away, I found out that home had, guess what, Pella Windows and Doors, this great company celebrating 100 years in business. And I went there last year thinking I wasn't going to move, and I renovated my kitchen. They made it so much better and replaced maybe five or six other windows. And it just reminded me, if you go to PellaNorthland.com or you go to one of their two showrooms in Plymouth and Woodbury, you'll be reminded why they have such great style, multiple styles, innovators, great warranties, willing to work with any budget, and willing to go to your house for free. Then it turned out I decided to move, and I made sure that house had Pella windows and doors. They're great people to work with, and this is a great month. This entire month, here's the offer. No interest if paid in full within 24 months, and so often it's, okay, that's it? No, there's more. And $250 off per window, $500 off per door, PellaNorthland.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The Star Tribune reporting in the last hour that Vance Belter is anticipated to plead not guilty. We spent a lot of time talking about Belter the first two segments. I would encourage you to podcast it. Anywhere you get your podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Apple. You can also use the rewind feature if you go to the Odyssey app, where we debated again the death penalty. This particular case, and also philosophically overall, the press conference happened yesterday at 3, so we could not chime into this conversation yesterday. So we wanted to get to it right away because the assassination of Melissa and Mark Hortman, their dog Gilbert, the attempted murder of the Hoffmans, and who knows how far Vance Belter wanted to go is the biggest story in the state. Nothing's close of so far, right? And yesterday you had the indictments from the grand jury, including two of those charges, which are potential for a decision by the Department of Justice led by Pam Bondi for the death penalty. That is not a decision that the acting U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota, Joe Thompson, can make. It's not within his power. It's not just because he's the acting. No state attorney makes that decision. It is by the Department of Justice, depending upon, obviously, which administration. And this is Donald Trump's administration. But back to this part of it. Manny Atwell, again, this is good reporting by the Star Tribune. Belter's federal defender told the Tribune that the defense anticipates to plead not guilty at an arraignment hearing, which is still months away. It's September 12th at the federal courthouse. Atwell did not respond, again, from Sarah Nelson's story in the Tribune, did not respond to whether they intend to pursue a mental health defense. A clear motive behind the attack described by prosecutors an act of political extremism. And as I talked about with you, I greatly wrestled yesterday with how much time we should spend, if any, on an interview with the New York Post. Because so far, from what I know about this individual, I don't believe a single word. And I don't want to give him any credibility, but I also realize I'm going to cover the case We're going to talk about it here. And these reports about, you know, Walls reached out to him and contacted him, and he wants to be senator, and Walls is telling Belter, I'm not convinced Tina Smith is going to leave, and also I want you to kill Amy Klobuchar. I don't believe a word of that. This isn't defending Tim Walz' politics. This is me making a judgment of a rational mind to an irrational mind. So it's not like I'm going to sit here holier than thou and say, I'm never going to talk about it. Because there are times there are commentators, not straight journalists, but sometimes more opinion or sometimes kind of quasi-Dave, I'm never going to acknowledge the killer. We can't go that far. And I never want to go so far as that I want to discuss the details. It's just what he says in an interview. Yeah, it can be part of the case. It absolutely can be newsworthy. But there was just a part of me yesterday saying, I don't want to elevate this guy. But I'm also talking about it today, so I'm not saying I'm completely consistent on another.
Yeah, I think the decision yesterday is perfectly defensible to say, look, every word of this is with question, at the very least. So
at the very least.
Yeah, so, I mean, to talk now today about, as we did, death penalty possibility to now the news of what we're expecting to be a not guilty plea.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than the interview. That's certainly very different.
Oh, that is. Listen, and if other people reported too, I apologize. I just saw from the the Tribune, but that's notable news. Now, a lot of us might do the default that the Star Tribune is just offering up as a policy. Is this mental health? Not a sound mind? Is this where we're going? Because, and we've watched a lot of cases where at times it seemed insurmountable, right? And it turned out it was not, or it turned out maybe those of us from afar still thought it was overwhelming evidence and a judge or jurors saw it differently. And then you can offer up your own opinion. You say, well, that's our system. I'm just going to accept it. Or you can say, well, I think they got it wrong. But on the death penalty part, I think we had a good conversation with a number of texters who we worked in on the idea of, do you believe in the death penalty philosophically? And do you think it applies here? Dave and I were different. I think in a narrow area, I think the death penalty still should apply in this country, understanding the flaws that we have with the death penalty in this country, where Dave does not believe we should ever resort to that level. You can consume that information if you check out our podcast or hit the rewind feature also on the Odyssey app.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hot dog day. We talked about hot dogs last hour. Okay, another story today you found about our phones listening to us. I can give you all the latest information on this one. We know it's out there. We know it's out there. We know you'll be in a location. And you're at that location, and guess what? All of a sudden, next time you're going to something, a news story or website or some fun video, and guess what? There's an ad for that place that you're right nearby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more than just listening.
Yeah. Or you're having a conversation. Two of us are having a conversation about something, and maybe the phone's just here on the table while we're talking off air. All of a sudden, the next ad I see is about that particular topic. What is your concern level about our phones listening and providing us with information when we have not used the phone to seek it out? I get it. If when I was telling you where Buns and Roses was the other day.
Yeah, I was very curious.
And when I was giving you the address for Buns and Roses, that you now get some ads.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the shortcut, too.
Yeah, the shortcut to Buns and Roses. So I'm not talking about that. I don't need to say, well, guess what? You looked for it. No, I'm here at work, or I'm in my, it's happened to me multiple times, phone in the golf bag, outside of hearing me cry the way I'm playing lately. You know? How to stop your tears is the one I get right now. How to burn your clubs. I get that one a lot. But I'm talking about something with a buddy when I'm playing golf. Next thing I know, the next day, I'm seeing that topic pop up on an ad on my phone. I'm not attempting to break a rob a bank. I'm not trying to overthrow the government. I'm not engaging in illegal activity. But I don't think it's a dramatic ask that when my phone is not active, when it's just here right now, and I want to look at it, I see my boy Charlie smiling at me.
Oh, Charlie.
I could have one of the kids up there. No, I got Charlie up there right now.
Yeah, you like the dog.
And I have not changed this picture for like 6 months because it's one of those pictures where it's live, so he turns and looks at you, and I love him, love him, love him, love him so much. I don't want my phone reacting when I'm not, the phone is not in engagement level. So it, I'm a seven on that. I'm probably I'm an eight on it. Leave me the damn alone when I'm not seeking you as my information source. I don't need you seeking me out when I'm not partaking in our frivolity or our news engaging, and all of a sudden you're just listening into me, or you know where I'm going, or you know my patterns. And you're now providing me with that info when I haven't asked you to provide me with that info. That bugs me.
Bugs me, but I guess my level of concern is about a two because I'm about a 10.5 on acceptance of it.
Why should we accept that?
I'm not saying we should. I'm just saying I have. And it's not just our phones. I mean, I think any ad executive in the country can tell you how good advertisers and marketers are right now at targeting people just, you know, based on who you are, the little or a lot info.
If I go online and I'm participating in it, I get it. If I'm actively engaging, but I'm not doing anything outside of just driving or having a conversation, and the phone is picking up on that, do I feel like I need to? And again, I don't have any big dark secret. This is not keeping me up at night. This is not why I'm an insomniac. I don't think it's that complicated to say, yes, you're an amazing phone. I like you. Be quiet and mind your own business when we're not engaging in our friendship.
Does it upset you if you're on your laptop there searching on National Hot Dog Day for Bill and Tom's dogs?
Yes, the name I was tossing out. Yes.
And then later this evening, you're on the TikTok on your phone and you see an ad for Bill and Tom's.
No, because I was a participant in that.
Even though you didn't do it on your phone.
So I don't have TikTok on my laptop.
Yes, but you know they're all connected.
If my phone is nearby, I get it. But if I'm on my laptop and my phone is, you know, somewhere else, and it's not Apple, I'm Apple. So I guess just because I'm Apple, it's all interacting. No, that doesn't bug me as much. Again, it's the non-participation that bugs me.
I would like my phone to not listen to me. I would like all of this to happen, but I've come to the conclusion that
we've lost privacy, as Friedberg told us 10 years ago.
It's long gone. It's advertisers. Obviously, the government, if they want, can track me wherever
they want. You
want to
just get your email then, and people can just go to your email and look?
Chad.Hartman@odyssey.com.
You want to go your home address? There are certain things we still do value for privacy, don't we?
Yeah, we do, but I really don't think there is privacy. I think we tell ourselves there's privacy.
Yeah.
But I'm with Joe. I think it's long, long gone.
Come on back, privacy. That's what I'm saying. 651-461-9226. What would you leave, Amber Scholl?
I would love to hear about your insurance right now, Chad.
Most of the time when we're seeking out, in this case, for me, it's American Family and it's Amber Scholl, circumstances are not always good. They're not always good. Hey, I just got in a car accident. I'm exchanging information. We go through that. Then I pick up the phone. Or in this case, what I want you to do with Amber Scholl and American Family, TeamScholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. I have to reach out to Amber, say, car accident, okay, what are the details? We'll jump in. Or when the kids were younger, guess what? Griff, another car accident. Or Hunter, another car accident. Different situation now, they're adults. How about the home insurance? Maybe there's a home change. I know a guy who's going to have a home change. Maybe you need to do that. How confident are you in your knowledge? Because this is a place that I have worked with since the day I came back in May of 1990. And for listeners to this radio station, this is the office my father worked with for 40, 50 years. Amber's just been running it for 15 years. My guy Lyndon ran it for a long time. Lyndon, wish you the best. Amber is doing a phenomenal job. Great person, great team, and it's American Family. It's not just Amber on her own. She's got that outstanding company backing her. It's worth one online search and setting up a conversation to find out where you can save money, because they can do it. TeamScholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Hot's the key. So Wall Street Journal pointing out, which we probably already know, these restaurants, salons, and workouts are free for who? Hot people, if they post about them. Mr. Hot and influential and influencer everywhere.
Yeah.
Jason Rush is here. Like, some places are setting up minimum followers, might depend on TikTok versus Instagram.
Pretty standard. If you're looking for an influencer agreement, you have to have, 30,000, 20,000, 10,000, whatever.
Got it. How do you think they just determine who's hot?
Same way you do in your dating life, I think.
Yeah. So.
Is she under 30? Yes. That's how it is. sad.
That was a previous relationship. We didn't have to bring that up.
Joke.
You know?
It's still a good joke. It doesn't need to be true.
And she was 30 when we started, not under 30. I mean, just turned 30.
This is life. This is life.
That was what I was going to say. Like, when you go into certain restaurants and stores, you could make the argument, who's the best potential employee? But all sorts of businesses are saying, we want our brand to be about something. And a lot of people are about their host, their manager, their visible person to be good looking. And they think it helps.
Well, and I also think when you look at like a brand partnership, there's a reason more of the influencers are women than men. And I think it does come down a little bit to looks, that guys like to look at hot women and women like to look at hot women, and guys don't as much like to look at hot guys. So it's just a math scenario.
It is a bit of a gray area, though, on employment that seemingly we've come to accept, where certain businesses, it's allowed for looks.
It's kind of gross.
And in some other businesses, it's not. And of course it's gross.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if you're qualified at said business and you be really good there, but somebody determines you're not good looking enough, you have every right to be pissed off and say, legally, how does this hold up?
Well, I mean, I don't think you're advocating for the inclusion of a protected class of ugly people.
No, I'm not. But
I mean, Dave might be. Look like that.
That's a terrible idea.
Cheap shot at me, cheap shot at you. Here we go.
Having some fun.
Here we go.
You know, I do believe that the one class of people in some cities have taken this on. Minneapolis may have, in fact. But I do think overweight people get discriminated against all the time.
100%.
All the
time. Without a doubt. It was raised here, wasn't it? Maybe the city council.
Yeah, I don't know if they passed it, but I don't know that having a million protected classes deals with the problem.
No.
The truth is, in life, sometimes you get the raw end of a situation for something that's unfair.
But if you face it continually and you're eminently qualified for said job, and the only reason why you're not getting the job is because you should lose 50 pounds.
Yeah,
that's what our system is about.
But should that be illegal, or should we? Should you expose it and then just judge the person?
Yeah, I mean, I am worried about having so many boxes, right?
So where, we already have so many boxes,
right? It's just there's something.
It's
philosophical.
I agree.
If I'm a business,
who are you going to hire to be the host at your restaurant? Because who is more qualified? It's generally, So what are you going with for the tiebreaker?
That's the question. Is it just everybody's that even? Because a lot of people are going to say for certain jobs, it really isn't that even. And we're saying the intelligence matters even more than certain jobs. Fair or not, might view that cruel,
I know.
But the truth.
And you might say, like, you're two notches less qualified, but 10 notches more hot. And that, I don't know.
And that's been going on for a long time.
That's not new.
No, it's just in the influencing game. It
works out great for me, though, when you're this good looking.
When you're that hot.
I don't apologize.
Give me one topic for the show today.
We're starting with Epstein, not my normal area.
He's going to defend him.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.